Hello, my name is Merrick, and I'm an alcoholic. I'd like to start off by saying thank you for asking me to speak. I was about to throw up in that seat over there, and kind of praying for courage and just the words to speak, maybe to be able to help somebody. And honestly, you guys have been given me so much through this program, not only in the advice but the life experiences I've been able to learn. So I really do want to pray, by myself, so I don't actually throw up on stage. But all right, so I got sober October 26, 2014. I have a sponsor. I don't sponsor, but I have a home group. It's called the Red Door, and I chair the Tuesday meetings, and it's really, really cool. So start off with how it began. I grew up in a kind of hectic childhood. My parents divorced at a young age. I moved around a lot from Canada originally, and we moved, I think we moved seven times before we came down to the States, and we settled in Dade City. And then my mom broke up with my dad, and we settled in Tampa. At a young age, I had a lot of problems with just behavioral issues in school, and I've always been, different. A lot of times I would get in fights with my sister, do a lot of things that I didn't want to do, but I'd do them. And then later on, when my mom would reprimand me, this is something that came up. She told me, she's like, I know what's right, but I can't stop doing it. She thought I had ADHD, so she prescribed me some medication for that, and things got really good for a while. I started performing in school. I was a zombie, basically. I would obsessively play with Legos, and I would just kind of stay in my room and stay to myself. I started getting involved in the church, and that was my close-knit family. My dad, meanwhile, I was doing well back here in Tampa. My dad still lived in Canada in Winnipeg, outside in the country, and I would go back there, and it would kind of be my double life. I had a very structured upbringing when it came time to the school year, but when I was able to go to my dad's house in the winter and summer, kind of all bets are off. We started off by smoking cigarettes and doing kid stuff. All the kids kind of hung out with each other, and it introduced me to alcohol. And my first drink was Kahlua at this 16-year-old. I was 11, and the 16-year-old was having all the kids over to her party, and I remember getting served this chocolate drink, and it was really, really good. So I just drank as much as I could, and I sat in their living room and watched heavy metal. The movie, the cartoon. So, I was a loner. I hated talking to, when I got my alcohol, that's what I needed. I needed me to be alone and to do my own thing, and then everything around me is cool, but I just wanted to enjoy it myself. At least that's what I thought. So, coming back from that, kind of freaked me out. And my dad, he took it really well, and he kind of smiled, and he's like, you don't have to tell your mom if you don't want to. So I was like, all right, sweet. So coming back, I started taking my medication again, and this was the constant theme throughout, my childhood. And I would see my dad, he's definitely an undiagnosed alcoholic, but I'd go back to Canada, and something crazy would happen. He would go off on one of his tiffs, and we'd kind of just pretend like it didn't happen. It wasn't until something really, really real happened. We're waiting for, this is eighth grade. I just became a believer, went to this Christian camp, and I was oh, I'm going to save my dad's spiritual soul. And I went up there, and I was fuck this. I'm sorry. Sorry, Terry. Yeah. I went my own way. I started hanging out with the kids in the neighborhood, and like I gave them like a purpose-driven life book, and I was like, here you go, like read it, get saved, and did my own thing. And this would always happen at the very end of our stay. My dad would get really, really drunk, and then he'd talk about like how much he hates my stepdad, and like I was getting my mom back. This like particular night, it was the day before Christmas, and like his girlfriend and like my half brother and half sister were really late because there was a really bad snowstorm, and they're going. It's a country road, so it's just difficult to get there if the weather is like bad. So we were waiting for them for a while. It was just me and him up. We were talking. I was trying to get him to bed, and they come in at like 12, and she's just irate, and she knows when he's drunk, and she loves like pushing his buttons. I was there, meanwhile, like trying to be the mediator. I was like, Dad, you need to go home. You need to go to your bed. Like, just go to sleep. And then his girlfriend's like, God, just like you, just like again, like you're drunk again. And like, he stormed out, and I was like, all right, well, he's gonna go to his shop again, and just like cool off. And everybody was getting settled. He comes back, and he like pushes her friend away, and like he takes his knife out and like puts it to his girlfriend's throat. He's like, I'll show you what a crazy person does. And like they just stood there, and like time like stopped for me, and like it was so odd. Like I can remember it, like when it happened, all I could think about was like my sister sleeping, my half brother and my half sister, and they were mortified. My half brother bolted, my sister just stood there and like cried. And I was like, what the hell is going on? I was like, this is like a movie or something. And so he was yelling at her, and I started approaching my dad. I'm like trying to like push him away. And he hears my half brother crying. So like he goes into his bedroom, just like stabs a knife on this like countertop. So I grab it, toss it under my bed, and like go to my grandma's house in Dead of Winter to call the cops. So they came and like took him in the cop car. Everything settled down, and then they didn't take him to jail because they couldn't find the knife. And after that all got settled down, his girlfriend was like, all right, we're just going to pretend like this didn't happen. And meanwhile, like everybody in my family knows on my dad's side, but they're going to keep it quiet for my mom. And of course. And so that whole charade like kind of continues. Everybody comes over and just they're talking with my dad and like his girlfriend's like, you guys are disgraced, like you're raising like these kids like horrible. And we're just like there listening to like them trash talk our parents. And I go home, I go back to Tampa, and it was like my farewell. And I didn't see him for another 2 years because he went to jail. But I was just like, that was in the back of my mind. I know the alcohol is going to come too, I promise. But I kind of shut off at that point. All the way up until my senior year, I had a strong group of Christian guys that kind of helped me keep accountable. But I always like, I still was always just unhappy, unsatisfied with life. Coming into senior year, everybody was moving away. My core group of guy friends that were, I guess, my moral compass, we're all leaving to college, and like I was like, I'm gonna use this time to get drunk. I never had alcohol before because of like the past experience when I was 11, and that somehow like helped me turn to a higher power of sorts. But I'm gonna start doing this, and it happened really, really slowly. Honestly, nothing really bad happened up until like the second year out of high school. Actually, no, the first year out of high school, like I started doing weird stuff. I remember stealing, like I was talking to this girl outside the club, and like I stole a bottle of vodka because she invited me over her table, and like I just took it out and I was like, this is mine now. And I just like left. I went outside, walked down the street, came back, and then this dude comes up to me. He's like, dude, you stole her stuff. And I'm like, oh, I don't know what you're talking about. And I came back and like really discreetly put it back, but everybody like knew, and stuff like that started reoccurring, like just odd things, that old behavior of, damn, 5 minutes? So fast forward. I went to boot camp. I loved boot camp because like everything was just a mess. Like it was every day, it was like a new adventure, and like it was just chaos. And like I kind of thrived on that because I was always waiting for the next kind of like big bad thing to happen. But it was expected there. Coming out, I started living on my own with my friends, and the drinking escalated. Started to become more and more isolated, and drinking just didn't become fun anymore. My last night of drinking, I slept with this like 55-year-old lady, and I wasn't drunk enough to like pretend like it didn't happen. So like I was walking home, and I called my friend who's in the program, and I was like, "Yeah, I think I got a problem." Like, yeah. And there's a lot more. But anyway, I got connected. She blasted my number out there, and it was on the walk home. Like, everything came at me. I was like, you lost your car, your scooter, like any kind of mode of transportation. You live with your sister now. You're taking out cash advances, and you're making $2,000 like every 2 weeks. So like, this shouldn't be happening logically, or you should be saving up money or like doing something. Getting into the steps, I asked Todd to become my sponsor, and like, he's helped me immensely. I haven't utilized them to my best ability, but like usually it's like when I really need it, he comes up with really good advice that just saves my ass. And a lot of times, like, I get it from other people in the program, because I do reach out to a lot of the people, like, give me simple advice is what I need, because like I overanalyze everything. I started making a commitment at the Red Door, where I chair the meeting, for the speaker, and I've done a lot of things wrong in the program. Where I saw real healing was the ninth step, my amends. That's when like feelings of just like craziness. Like I was waiting for like always waiting during the program for like a different like just crazy situation to happen, and like nothing ever did. Coming up on the ninth, on the amends process, like that fear like started kind of subsiding. I just hit 60 days, so like I'm still new to the program, and I'm surprised you guys even asked me to speak. But I mean, I'm excited for the next couple of years that I can have the opportunity of being sober, helping people, and just growing. Again, thank you for my sobriety. And yeah, is that 5 minutes? Good? Done?